Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host for this week is Butch Paul, and we will be bringing to you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Wednesday, December 27th, 2017. Good afternoon, Mr. Butch Paul. Pastor Butch Paul, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. Well, it's cold down here in the hills. How about where you are?
Well, it's chilly here, but certainly not to the degree of some of the places around this country. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about the cold.
We are. But this has been we are going into the longest cold snap we've had here in recent memory, and it's really different. But compared to what's happening further north, we have nothing to whine about. Lisa, our answer service out of Wisconsin, told me yesterday it was 30 below up there.
Wow. Well, I saw in Minnesota it was minus 36, but I'm assuming that's with the wind chill.
It makes a difference. That's cold.
Yeah.
That is cold.
It's kind of like living in Arizona. They say, well, when it's 115 degrees, it's not hot because it's a dry heat. No, it's hot.
It's hot. Well, you know, I've been waiting for Al Gore to send that global warming around. I like to plant some palm trees here.
Well, I have an article.
Go ahead.
I have an article here from NASA's Space Weather to where they're saying that the sun is going dark, no sunspots for 96 days. The headline is Ice Age Approaches. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And again, so much for global warming. But it is kind of interesting see that the sun is going dark, and I guess it's depends on the globe revolving around this particular star and so forth. So we'll talk about that, but first I want to do the gold.
Okay, go right ahead.
This is not the Weather Channel. This is the Financial Channel. And but gold was even warmer than most temperatures out there today. It was up $4.60 today, $1,288.60. Silver was up 14 cents at $16.76. Platinum was down 3 at $924. Palladium was up $12 at $1,064. The USDX today sees some weakness, down 0.26. 93.02. Crude oil followed, also down 0.39 at 59.58. And the paper markets today, the Dow was up 28 points. Still haven't closed over that 25,000 level, but at 24,774. The NASDAQ, again, getting close to 7,000, was up 3 points today at 6,939. And the S&P was up 2 at 2,682. 10-year yield today was down 0.05, 2.41%. And let's see, the euro, of course, so was higher against the dollar, up 0.33, 119. European Asian markets were quiet overnight. And, I hate reporting on Bitcoin all the time, but it is the fast. I don't believe in it. I believe it's a fad. I believe it's a bubble. However, I think eventually Bitcoin will probably be replaced once technology moves along and someone comes out with something else and everybody's going to run to the new thing. Just like that's what technology is. They have to keep producing faster and better and systems to attract the general populace out there. So yeah, I have no doubt that something else is going to come along. But it is fascinating.
It is. Ron Paul said that cryptocurrency is a reflection of the disaster of the monetary dollar system. That's what he said is causing this. And he said, I think it's going to continue to do exactly what it's doing. It's going to higher and higher and going lower. So it's going to fluctuate. But he said it's a craze. That's a side effect of the central banks doing several rounds of quantitative easing and to cope with financial crisis. So he said he looks for gigantic problems he have with the people, and they're desperate. They're looking for somewhere to put the money. The bonds are not paying anything, and stocks are, right now are going up, but that's undependable. So cryptocurrency, he says, is a reflection of people grasping for things. I know 6 months ago, I bought $100 worth of a cryptocurrency. I say, yeah, I'll give me $100 worth. Oh, what's going to happen? You know, be as amazed though with Bitcoin, Melody. If they bought $100 when it first came out, they'd be millionaires now.
Yes.
They would be. Matter of fact, somebody's predicting Bitcoin's going to go up to $40,000. Now, that's a fact.
Hey, Yeah, but
go ahead.
Butch, there's been predictions that gold will go to $50,000.
Sure.
But you know what's interesting? People will, oh, that's not going to happen with gold. But here you have something like cryptocurrency, and someone says it's going to $40,000. Everybody's out there, yeah, it's going.
It's a fad. I think it's
a
fad. It's a fad, and right now it's paying off quite well. But you know, I was also thinking maybe there might be a way they're going to replace all currencies around the world with a computerized currency soon. I mean, what better way to make a one world currency than to make it all computerized and we'll say kryptonized, you know, to make it work.
And what they'll do is they'll say for every dollar that you turn in, or every $100 that you turn in, we'll give you a cryptocurrency, but that'll purchase basically nothing. I mean that's how they do it, and you know, people line up thinking it's a great deal, and people just embrace mm-hmm. technology today. They don't think there's anything negative or bad about technology. People embrace it, and you know, I like some things in technology. It has, you know, when things work, you know, technology and gadgets are great. But not for 1 minute do I forget of the world that we live in. And, you know, a lot of these gadgets and so forth, you know, we're just being lured into making these purchases, making these technology. We embrace these technologies, and it's not always for the good.
Well, you know, if you believe the scriptures, I do, it's leading up to the beast system, obviously, into a monetary control worldwide. You know, Bitcoin went up to almost 20,000 just a few days ago, then dropped back down to around 11,000, a 45% loss. But you know, people, we got to realize too. Now, I'm not taking up for Bitcoin, I'm not at all taking up for it. But the drop from 20 to 11, when they bought it for almost nothing, that's still quite a profit, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It really is. But people are saying now, the experts are saying it's going to go to 40,000, and one. Being there, but well, actually more than one of them, but Max Kaiser and Fund Stars Tom Lee stated it's likely to go to 40,000, and one of them said it could go up to $1 million, and that's from John McAfee, James Altucher, and another gentleman said it could go up to $1 million before it finally decides to come down. Now, I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. I really don't. It seems so far-fetched, but 8 years ago, Melody, you couldn't convince me it's going to go to 500.
Well, you know what? I don't know if I was convinced it could go to 500 or not, but I think it will not go to a million. I mean, they're attracting the people who will gamble, just like the same people who purchased Iraqi dinars. I mean, they're still sitting there waiting for the ship to come in on those, where they, you know, spent a few dollars and expecting to get the windfall of, you know, millions. It doesn't happen in the real world. It just
doesn't
happen.
Last anyway. Bitcoin happened. How long is it going to last? I have no idea. But again, I think it is definitely part of a snare to get us involved in something besides even fiat currency. Right now, what we call cash, Melody, is a sign of independence. And when you pay cash for something, it's not traceable, it's not trackable, it's just you doing business with somebody else one-on-one, and it's not tracked that way. But when you go to credit cards and digitalized money, we'll call it money, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's all trackable. When you buy something online with a credit card, it's trackable. But cash was still a way of independence, and that can't be allowed forever. I mean, not only is the dollar crashing, but they can't allow people to freely control any finances if they want to control the world. You know that.
I absolutely do. And with the fiat currency, your dollar continues to lose value. And, of course, this is, you know, one of the main reasons why we purchase gold. It protects our purchasing power.
Absolutely.
And as long as we have a fiat currency, things can't be fixed. Things can be improved. You might see some signs that you might think things are improving, but until the monetary policy, the system, is corrected, we're just going down this hole deeper and deeper and deeper, and there's no turning around. You know, we can make it look like sunshine, but it really isn't.
And, well, with all the tax breaks, the folks getting tax breaks, and I'm all for cutting taxes. I'm not picking that at all. But it's not going to change anything in the long run because you're still dealing with a false economy. It can't.
Right.
It won't do a whole lot of changing thing. It may delay a few things. It may make people think they're getting richer. As a matter of fact, an article here is talking about this, the consumer has never been stronger, and this could just be the beginning. But they said that the reason the markets grow is because consumers are buying, and it's a rosy outlook right now, and so it translates to healthy corporate profits and higher stock prices. But again, that's artificial. Good. It's working. People are happy, and they're buying, and that's good. It really is. For the moment, that's good. But how about next week and next year when this thing starts unwinding? When the houses that are going for sky-high prices, as it did back in the 2000s, come up to 2008 again and hit another stone, what's going to happen then? It isn't what everybody says it is. It isn't. Consumers are great. We all consume. But you can't run a society on consuming. You must have manufacturing. You must have something that produces real wealth. We don't have that right now, really.
No, we don't. And the only thing, you know, big headline today. Consumers spent $800 billion over the Christmas holiday. Almost $1 trillion.
Yes.
Here in the United States, not around the world. I believe it was MasterCard. $800 billion. What do you think? Do you think that was cash? Of course not. It was all debt. It was all credit cards. In 2017, consumer debt rose 6.5%. I can't imagine what it'll be for December. And it keeps going up higher and higher and higher. And of course, there was and you continued to see the debt defaults are beginning to rise. And
as it did in 2008, by the way. Go ahead.
Absolutely. The debt has changed a little bit, but if we continue on the same path without any corrections, you will see the homes becoming more of a problem as people will begin to spend and purchase homes they can't afford. This is the negative part on this consumer confidence. You know, when you have these raging, and everybody feels good and they're out there spending, and it's like they're spending money before they had it. You know, the Christmas was great because they're anticipating the tax cuts. So actually they're spending money before they actually get it or even know how much they're going to be affected, if they're going to be affected at all.
Well, the tax cut
and
was
that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Well, the tax cut was something like a bailout. It's great. And man, we got a $1,000 bailout here. That is wonderful, but how long is it going to last? And the tax cut, I was talking to somebody the other day that he figured up on his earnings, he'll save about $20 a week with the tax cut. Now, that's $80 a month, about $1,000 a year. That's great. But $1,000 is a drop in the bucket to what it takes to live in this world the way inflation really is, what's going on. And we've been running on debt system in this nation ever since 1964 when they took the silver out of the dollar. We run on paper currencies, fiat currencies. That in itself is a debt system, LD.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Now with Bitcoin, with nothing changing hands. I mean, like a credit card, nothing changes hands of value. Again, I said this yesterday. We pick up a new
We have a fake wallet. You have a fake wallet?
Yeah, you do. You do. But, you know, you go out and buy a new suit with a Bitcoin or a credit card, and you get the new suit. But what did you get back in replace of value? You passed a digital something to the merchant, who will pass on to his banker to pay his bills, and goes around and around into nothing. And when the chips are called to be laid down, what are we going to lay down?
And it's really amazing that, course, I think a lot of this is the youth, but youth doesn't have any money. So no. Really, where is the money really coming from to push these prices of these cryptocurrencies to the levels they are? I believe it's governments. I mean, I really do believe that. It's government and criminal enterprises. And it's money laundering. I mean, that's the beauty of the cryptocurrencies, because supposedly it's all private. No one knows who's exchanging what. They're basically changing nothing until they, you know, turn that currency into whatever fiat currency they choose. But it's, I don't know, it's, you know, it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yes, it is. It is.
And you know what's sad? It's sad. I mean, just like the tax cuts, you know, and again, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm like you. I'm glad there's tax cuts. I look to see, well, how the heck are they going to pay for those? They say $1.5 trillion in 10 years. Well, have you ever known government to really be accurate on what they project? So you can turn that 1.5 into, you know, $5, $6, $7, $8 trillion in 10 years.
Well, it's
years,
so big. They just print more money. What difference does it make?
Well, the cow does come home one of these days.
That's exactly right. That's right.
And there will be heck to pay.
Well, people run on fear. Go ahead.
They're what?
They're run on fear. I mean, right now they're happy and they're pleased, but they're scared that this could end, and that's why I think they're just howling right now. I just read an article that Trump said he was going to get the steel mills revamped, but in a big mill outside of Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, outside of Philadelphia, get ready to lay the steel workers off. And that's sad. They hadn't come back to the technology for the steel mills yet, and people are afraid. And again, the Bitcoin sounds good. It sounds attractive. Hey, I put in whatever, and eventually I'll get back a lot of money. Well, that's called gambling, but that's what it boils down to. The same thing with stock market. That's called gambling. You hope it goes up. That's all you can do. Well, you have gold and silver. It's in your hand. It does not go away, and it's always worth something, and generally appreciates because the dollar drops around it.
You mentioned the steel mills, and I think we're going to be heading into a break here in about 30 seconds. And I just want to make a comment on that when we come back from break. And because during the campaign, and again, I'm not beating up on, and I hate having to say this all the time, because there's nothing more than I want from my heart is to have this country turn around and for someone to do it. I mean, that is, you know, I want the right things for this country. I want people to do well. But you have to look at these things and question things, or we're just going to be as buffaloed as most of the general populace out there. And
yeah,
I don't think
true.
Anybody really wants that. So it is our job, and that's what I try to do when I read things, and I try to make sense and make it logical. And what I think I do know is logic is we're going into a break right now. So I'm Melody Cedarstrom. You're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm here with Butch Paul, and we will be back in just a few short minutes.
In the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as common sense voices of integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm Melody Cederstrom here with Butch Paul, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the program today through this the in-between week, the week between Christmas and New Year's. It's always fairly a quiet week, and but a lot of things are going on, and a lot of things get missed. So once again, thank you for joining us. And we were talking about the steel mills, and during the campaign, it was a lengthy article. I couldn't pull it up real quick on the computer, so I will do it from memory. But there was an interview of a gentleman from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And Johnstown, Pennsylvania was a very big steel mill city, just like where I'm from, Lebanon. We had the Bethlehem Steel factory, or not factory, but the Bethlehem Steel Mill in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, before they all shut down and left. But this interview with this person in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, it was really quite sad. Once the steel companies left that area, the town was decimated. I mean, when it went from a thriving city and building and the economy in this town was just booming, and now it's hard to find a job at the gas station. I mean, that's just devastated this town. And he thinks that with the election of this administration, that things were actually going to go back to how they once were, that all of these steel mills were going to be opening up. And this man was in this article was speaking from his heart, and it was hope. And he was placing his hope on an administration to rebuild Johnstown, Pennsylvania, to the once thriving community that it once was, when the steel mills were, you know, the envy of every country in the world. And I'm reading it, and I felt so sorry and sad that it's not going to happen. We are going to see some growth. I can't deny that. And again, I want to be the most optimistic person in the world, but I understand illusions. I understand propaganda, and I understand our fiat monetary system. And I understand that even as we try to bring back these manufacturing companies, and my question is, well, how many of them are going to be foreign companies? But that's beside the point. Jobs for America is good. Don't you think these other countries are going to begin to compete also? Do you think they're just going to stand idly by and let everything come back to the States?
That's true. That's very true. And you mentioned steel mills. I'd like to share, if you don't mind, a little bit of this article that you mentioned. But this is from a written from a lady's perspective that worked at the mill. And it says, at this sprawling steel mill on the outskirts of Philadelphia, the workers have one number in mind, not how many tons of steel roll off the line or how many hours they work, but where they fall on the plant's seniority list. Now, this is really a sad story, but let me just get into it real quickly here. In September, company or this outfit is ArcelorMittal which owns the mill, announced that it would lay off 150 of the plant's 207 workers next year. That's a lot. That's over half. That's way more than half of the people. While the cuts will start with the most junior employees, they will go so deep that even workers with decades of experience will be cast out. And this lady wrote this: "I told my son Christmas is going to be kind of scarce because Mommy's going to lose her job soon," said Kimberly Allen, a steel worker and single parent who has worked at the plant for more than 22 years. She's on the seniority list. She's 72. The layoffs have stunned these steel workers, who just a year ago greeted President Trump's election as a new dawn for their industry. Mr. Trump pledged to build roads and bridges, strengthen Buy American provisions, protect factories from unfair imports, and revive industry. It could happen. I know he's still talking about the infrastructure. That still could happen. Foreign steelmakers have rushed to get their product into the United States before tariffs start. According to the American Iron and Steel Institute, which tracks shipments, steel imports were 19.4% higher in the first 10 months of 2017 than the same period last year. So apparently they're going to put tariffs on imported steel, which, and again, Melody, may boost the steel mills here because the foreign steel will have to go up in price. We'll only have to wait and see on that. But it could happen, and maybe Trump will make good on his promise. Again, he's done some things I like and some things I don't like. But if he does start rebuilding infrastructure and using American products, it's going to make a boost somewhat to some jobs in the area. But that's in the future. As I said during the break there, everybody's on a high now, the end of the year and the Christmas spending and the tax cut. But how are they going to feel next month when the bills come due for all they spent, when the credit cards are coming due? What's going to happen, especially this lady here in Philadelphia that is going to be laid off? I mean, what's she going to do? We're talking about the real people here with families to feed, house payments to make, taxes to pay. What are they going to do? Go to work at McDonald's?
They use their credit cards.
Yeah, well, I agree, but that can't last forever, and that's the whole point. We've been using credit cards, so to speak, for a lot of years now. And it's going to come to roost. And I don't know how we can get people to understand, as you've been trying to for years, you can't have value on anything without substance. You can't put value, we'll say, on air and monetize it. It's important. You got to have it. But you can't sell it to market. You got to have something in your hands of worth value to hold on to or to sell or trade to make it a value. We have nothing of value in our pockets. We carry around a little green piece of paper that we think is valuable because we were told it was. But it really isn't. And it's coming to roost more and more every day when the price of the dollar drops every year at the rate at least 10% a year. It's dropping. So obviously that faith one day will go away when that dollar totally just goes to be worthless, as it did in Venezuela and Argentina and other places. Just coming here. It's just a matter of time.
It really is. And I think although people have been frustrated over the years, they keep hearing us say, and so many various analysts and so forth, you know, well, this is going to happen on such and such a date and nothing happens. Yeah. Instead of really talking and staying what we try to do with the fundamentals, with truly what is the reality? Because honestly, and I don't like if I talk about the reality, you will feel the fear that it should create. I'm not pitching fear. I'm just trying to pitch the truth. I'm trying to find the truth. And also doing these programs help me find the truth, because I certainly don't want to come on air and not do my research and so forth to where there is the truth. Mm-hmm. So it is the reality is, it is coming. And I think we're closer to it. And I think with the tax cuts, it's hard to believe that people spent $800 billion over the holiday after getting their increases from their health insurance. I mean, I've heard people who were saying they got $50, so they were paying $50 a month, and all of a sudden it's $600. If they could barely afford $50, and that's why they took that mandate off.
You know, well, it's going to come to head. It has to.
It
again,
is.
I do believe, and I hope I'm wrong on this, but I think the first of the year, January, February, March, the first quarter, unless there's something more done to infuse this mess, We're going to start seeing things going back downhill economically as far as... Now, it could go on for a while longer, but I can't see people going in debt right now, almost $1 trillion worth, and then be able to pay it back in 1 month.
No. And you know, everybody talks about the tax cuts and Reagan. It's like, you know, sure, it worked for him for a year, year and a half. And then we went into a huge recession. He increased the debt by 130%. And you know what? I don't think people were quite in as much debt. So at that point in time, think back to that period of time. Sure, there was debt, but credit cards were just now, you know, really, being pushed where they were promoting the system, and in the 90s with all the, you know, 24/7 financial news programs, you know, to get you going and to get you investing, and Wall Street took off, and, you know, here we are today. So they know how to use the public. They know how to use the taxpayer. And we fall for it hook, line, and sinker most of the time.
Well, up until recently, we at least had a petrodollar. It was right backed by oil, something. Now it's backed by nothing, and nations like Russia and China they're going to quit trading it. They already have started quit trading it, which makes the goods we receive from China raise in price at the store. Now, and you just heard there's a gas leak in Libya, some kind of bombing or something took place over there. The gas price should go struggle up again. Gas never has really come down to anywhere within reason. People say, well, it was $4, now it's $2. Come on, man. 20 years ago, it was 40 years ago when I got married, so it was 22 cents a gallon. So you mean it's cheap now when it went up over 200%?
Yep.
Well, you got to think about these things. And the only way that Reagan had the biggest tax increase in the history up until the time when he was president, maybe the economy got better, but he raised taxes more than anybody in history did up to that point. So there's always a catch-22 here.
There is.
Government will feed itself. Believe me, they will not go hungry. They will feed themselves. I'm no standing. Our property taxes here in West Virginia are very low. I mean, they're very low compared to other states. But we pay one of the highest gas taxes in the country. So they will not go hungry. Governments will feed themselves.
Absolutely. And I was just reading about raises. You know, the amount of raises that D.C., that the Washington and the federal employees are getting. It's like, you know, our taxes continue to go higher even though we get tax cuts. Somebody has to pay for those tax cuts. It's going to be you and me. It's going to be any person who pays their taxes. You're going to pay for it one way or another. So don't think that you're getting a real tax cut.
No.
You know, if they would have cut spending, then I'd say, yeah, all right. So now they want to go in and start messing with Social Security. Now they want to go in and start messing with Medicaid and Medicare. And we all know those programs have to be addressed. You know, not all of us agree to those programs. I mean, there are problems. And, we can debate whether they should be there or not. You know, all these years, I would have liked to have my own money instead of having to pay into Social Security where they just rob it. It's not there anyway.
True.
You know, that's how Bill Clinton had a balanced budget, but we all know that. So,
well, there never was a Social Security fund. Now, that is a fact. You can research it for yourself. There never was an account set aside for Social Security. It's always been a tax that they put on the people to spend on general spending. There never was a Social Security fund. I researched this myself. There never was a special fund put aside to pay for my retirement with the money I put in. It's always been spent. I'm living off the younger generation's monies right now. And we've already murdered 70 million of the younger generation. So it's going to come to roost again. There's not many people paying into the system now as they were several years ago. So we were duped. It's a Ponzi scheme. It will come down, especially now they're calling it. They're going from being a benefit to what we've earned. They're calling now entitlements. It's like a welfare program. If you get it, you're just blessed with it because it's not really yours. All these things are a Ponzi scheme, Melody. It has to come down.
It has to come down. And I think the printing press is close to being worn out. But well, you know what? They're just going to keep doing it until the house of fiat currency collapses on its own. And
Well, that's why I think Bitcoin's coming around, because as Ron Paul said, people are scared of anything else, so this might work. But, you know, the Dow, as you know, is hit. Well, let me just share this article with you, because I think you'll find this interesting. A massive stock market rally continues to surge higher, with the Dow hitting 41 record highs in the last 9 months alone. Many distinguished investors and economists see this epic rise as only the beginning. Now, this is a remarkable. Ron Barron, CEO of Barron Capital, is calling for a Dow of 30,000. Jeffrey Hirsch, author of Stock Trader's Almanac, has called for a Dow of 38,000. And being at Warren Buffett threw even more fuel in the bullish fire, calling for a Dow 1 million. But as shocking as this may sound, it's Paul Manapoli's near-term target of a Dow 50,000 that is garnering national attention. Now, I was told by, I mentioned Lindsey Williams yesterday, that this will go to 50,000 before we start seeing any decline in it at all. And the goal is to get foreign nations to invest in it also. It's not because of its bold prediction, but rather because every one of Manapoli's past predictions have been dead on. Like when he predicted it, the tech crash in 1999, and the time he called the financial collapse of 2008, months before the unravel. Manapoli's predictions paid off big as a $6 billion hedge fund he managed was named by Barron as one of the world's best. And Manapoli became a legendary when he won the prestigious Templeton Foundation Investment Competition by making 76% return during a 2008-2009 economic crisis. This man obviously is no small game here. But he himself says it's going to go to 50,000 before anything starts even slowing down. And of course, Warren Buffett's had a million now. Will you believe it or not? I don't know.
Buffett is old.
Oh, he is old. But it's a little known yet powerful economic force that has driven every bull market for the last 120 years. I've used this same force to predict the stock market collapse of 2000 and 2008 and to make personal gains of 634%, 697%, and 2,539% along the way. The last time this same scenario unfolded, it sent a handful of stocks as high as 27,000%. And there's even up to 91,000%. So he's predicting some big things for the stock market. But what's that going to mean? I don't know. This says, you keep talking about this preacher. Who's going to buy gold and silver to put in the stock market? The stock market is paper, folks. Anything can happen to any individual stock at any time. Obviously, if you invested in Subway stocks, they're going to let the close down stores. You're going to start seeing a depreciation in your dividends. They're just one in hundreds doing that. Again, gold and silver is something that does not go away. You lock it somewhere you want to keep it. It doesn't depreciate. It's there. So I don't know how else to put that, Melody, but it's a bubble. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And you know what's really what's disturbing about that? Because as people become confident in the paper markets, they're really depending on they might not be in a entitlement program, but could almost say that the stock market is a entitlement program. And we'll talk about that as we come back, because we're heading into our last segment of commercials. And I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with Butch Paul, and we're going to open the phone lines at 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And if you'd like to join us today, please give us a call. And we were talking about the stock market going into break, Butch, as you know, you could look at it as entitlement program. You know, people are relying on this heavily for their retirement, for you know, to keep them going and until they don't need it any longer, and they're depending on the government to keep it going, and it's dangerous.
Of course, it's dangerous.
Because, As we depend on the government to take care of the stock market, we end up turning a blind eye to some of the things that, you know, perhaps we shouldn't. You know, what do we lose?
We lose everything. You know, when you trust government, and I'm not saying all men in government are bad, but government overall is elites, like I said. It's going to feed itself, and you can't trust it. The scripture tells in the book of Proverbs that it's better to put a knife to your throat than it is to desire the dainties or the food off a king's table. You don't do it. You don't trust in man at all. I mean, cursed be a man puts his trust in man, makes flesh his arm. That's what we've done. We've turned to man for our care. Even though it's our money invested in, we'll say invested in it, we thought it was going to be invested, it wasn't. But even though it's our money, they promised to give back to us, that's still going under their power and control, Melody. I don't like somebody else controlling my livelihood. I like to think I can do it myself and take better care of myself.
Just like when they came out with the Affordable Care Act. It's like, don't tell me what I have to buy. I've been a responsible adult all my life. Now you're forcing me to take a program. I was canceled and taken a program, and my rates have increased to, you know, over 120%.
Well, look at auto insurance. We were forced to take it several years ago, and how much the insurance costs went up. You know, this is totally, I'm going to say it's unconstitutional, and it really is, but it's immoral. It's immoral to do this. Forcing somebody to do something with their own property that they don't want to do is the worst kind of tyranny. And my earnings are my property. I earn them with my life, my time, and time is life. I'll put hours and months and years in earning those. You should have no control over my property. That is mine. But we got used to the idea that they'll take care of us. And I was just talking to the other day that people today, when they refer to something like welfare, let's say food stamps, it's no longer a privilege. It's no longer something that you get temporarily. It's now called an entitlement, and the people say that they don't ask for help. They say, give me my food stamps. Well, how are they your food stamps? If you're not working and don't want to work, why should I feed you? Melody, this is getting out of hand, because once you give, we'll say, a hog something to eat, it's going to keep spoiling to get more. That's what they do. That's what people are just like any other animal. You feed them long enough, they're going to depend on you, and they're going to demand it from you. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are today. If we cut out welfare today, if we cut out the benefits of food stamps and the HUD and all that, they'd be rioting in the streets tomorrow. You know that.
Yes.
So
yes,
it is dangerous. It's beyond dangerous now. It's no reversal now. People will not tolerate it. We've done it ourselves. We've allowed it to be done. And again, it's all part of the master plan of the beast system to get us under subjection to man's powers, man's will, and getting everyone dependent on their new master, the state, to take care of them. Let's face it, Melody, I'm 69 years old. I paid Social Security for 50 years or longer. And you know, I'd get a little bit of money every month. It would be a hard on me to live without it now. So it's part of a snare. I mean, what you going to do? It's serious.
It is very serious, and there's only one negative outcome. And I mean, if we go and look at Greece, everybody knows the problem that Greece had. And people don't know the stories of what happened to the people. Sure, we saw the pictures of the riots. We saw the pictures where they were trying to, blow up things and start fires and everything. But they don't talk about the human element. What happened to the people? Families destroyed. They had families were separated. Some had to leave Greece. Businesses, the mom and pop stores. Everybody says, oh, what we're doing is, it's going to open up a lot of, the little guys are going to be open. Take away the regulations and the little guys will be. It doesn't work that way. Look at Greece. You had little companies that were in generations, handed down for generations. They went belly up. They had to walk away from them. And it's all because it came from a socialist government. It came from entitlement. It came from, giving people something that they didn't earn. And again, the fiat currency. But you don't hear the stories of the people.
No, you don't.
Of what they've lost.
We haven't counted the cost of what's cost us in a nation of young people now. Because we, and in our generation also, but people become lazy and indifferent. They don't have to work, so they're not going to work. They become immoral. They become thieves and murderers, and they have no reason to produce anything. So they go out and do what they want to do. They get drunk. They do drugs. It's okay. They got a check coming the next month. Matter of fact, if you're a druggie, they'll give you a check every month because you have a disease. If you're drunk, they call it a disease now. They'll give you a check to take care of yourself. I mean, this is how insane we are.
that is probably the most. I laugh because I really don't even know how to, because you're right. You get a check if you have those diseases.
Yeah,
they don't call it what it is. They don't call
and,
it.
And a woman that keeps having more babies gets more money from the government because she's having babies, and she does it. She had babies because she gets more money. I mean, come on, folks. Let's think about this. We have destroyed ourselves by allowing government, and we can blame government if you want to. It's our fault. We did it. We allowed it. To take us to give somebody else. And my daddy taught me a bad habit, Melody. He taught me how to work. And I messed up and taught my three sons to work, and all three of them do. But I look back now, and I have neighbors who haven't worked in 30, 40 years, live as well as I do, maybe a little better. They get free medical care and everything else. So I wonder, who's the idiot here?
Yeah. Well,
I know that.
I know.
God Almighty hates a lazy man. I know that's biblical. But nonetheless, who was paid for a sucker here? We're told, you told, I was told, work hard, you'll get ahead, work hard. Then people who don't work at all get as long a longer bear than you do sometimes. And it makes them even more lazy when they don't have to work. They become more slothful and more cunning at getting money. The generations of people have been taught how to get welfare, so they pass down to next generation, next generation, next generation. Pretty soon you know it. You've had 10 generations of welfare. That's all they know how to do. That's all they want to do.
It's a very difficult how they change it.
Well, it's a cycle.
To the point where it has to collapse. The system has to collapse on its own, where they will be forced to go out and work. If there are jobs, or they'll die.
Or they'll start stealing and robbing like they're doing right now.
Yeah.
They'll raid your house. Hey, if they'll kill you for a pair of shoes today, and they will, what will they do if they get hungry?
Yeah.
And this is for real stuff. I mean, this is really for real. This is where we are today. Our moral backbone has been broken. And when morality is gone, there's nothing left to build a nation on. When the family's destroyed, when the core of the family, the husband, wife, and children, that was the building block for the whole society of men teaching and taking care of their children, and the wives being what they're supposed to be at a home and help meet, and children being reared in the fear of the Almighty and taught how to work and be wise and prosper. When that's destroyed, the building blocks, when the foundation is destroyed, the Bible says, what can the righteous do? The core family in this nation as a whole have been destroyed, Melody. I mean, yes. divorce rate in the church is as high as it is in the world. The world will say in with the heathens. So, come on. Think about this. Now we have men marrying men, women marrying women, and we have men want to marry robots and marry animals. The family's been destroyed because Satan knew that that would be the final destruction of this nation.
Mm-hmm. And so people really need to start taking care of themselves, and
they do.
And you know, financially, people know, our listeners do. You can't depend on what they're willing to dish out to you. You know, you have to make difficult decisions when it comes to your money. And hey, if we see a rebound in the economy, that's wonderful. It's going to make gold prices go higher, because that means things are going to become inflation. We're going to see inflation come in, and people are going to be shocked. But that's all good for gold. And it really isn't about the price of gold. It really is about protecting your purchasing power, and what gold represents. Gold truly does represent wealth. Gold is wealth. And we've lost sight of what wealth is. We think just because we have something that it's wealth. Well, it isn't. Gold has been recognized as wealth for, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It isn't going away. And and you're going to see more and more. I already hear the stories of dealers out there that are taking people, you know, charging these huge commissions, misrepresenting the product, trying to get you lured in by making fear so you want gold, and then they switch you to some sort of, you know, gold mining penny stock or something like that. You know, there isn't anything that's going to protect you more than the real physical gold. And I'm not saying, hey, if you want to be in paper investments, that's okay. But get it insured with gold. Get out of there. Get it insured. You know, everybody else has insurance on their life, home, car, blah, blah, blah. But do you have wealth insurance? I don't think...
Well, I'll say this, and I'll let you finish talking that. But if I hadn't listened to you and some others years and years ago, Melody, I still be working full-time just to make a house payment. Now, I didn't go in debt too much for a house either. I didn't. But I financed over, you know, over a 30-year period. And I would have still been paying for it, or the property that adjoined it that I bought later. If I hadn't listened to you folks and done what I did and purchased some precious metals, I would still have been. I'm 69 years old. I don't want to work till 95. I won't be able to. I probably won't live that long. But I don't want to leave my wife in debt either, Melody. I didn't want to leave Marcia Jean behind with bills to pay. That was not the right thing to do. That's not what a man does for his family. The Bible says that a good man, a wise man, leaves inheritance to his children's children. I want to leave my grandchildren something. I want to be able to get enough put back and pay off what I owe best I can, if possible, to leave enough to care of my wife if I go home first, or my children, leave them something behind in the way of inheritance. That's what good men do, Melody. And if I didn't pay attention to you all and went against the grain, so to speak, everybody tell me, well, that's insane. It's going back down. It's going to drop. If I didn't listen to you all, I'd still be working full time.
Yeah. It's all relative. I just wanted to bring up a couple of things. And folks, discount gold and silver, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. I'm going to make some announcements of when our new website will be rolled out. And obviously, you know, we're going to see some changes, and I'm very excited. And I think we're going to see a good year for gold and silver. It's going to be troublesome to what we experience in order to get those higher prices, but if you're protected, you can at least be comfortable that you'll be able to provide for your families. And you had one report that you had wanted to talk about, and about something that happened on the West Coast. It was a package
we have time
somewhere.
For that?
If we do it real quick, and the reason I bring that up real quick, we got about 2 minutes. There was a burnt bagel blamed for the St. Louis airport evacuation. A bagel. And this is in relationship to what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, this is in Seattle, Washington. I'll just read it to you. It's very quick. A fruitcake left underneath the Christmas tree in the Seattle ferry terminal temporarily halted service on Tuesday, police said. A fruitcake left underneath the Christmas tree in Seattle. The fruitcake was initially wrapped in a suspicious package that forced authorities to shut down and evacuate Seattle's Coleman Dock, according to the Washington State Patrol. Troopers and state ferry employees worked to evacuate the terminal out of an abundance of caution. Yeah, I'd say abundance. All inboard ferries were held away from the terminal until the package could be deemed safe. The package was deemed suspicious because it was unmarked and it was the only gift under the tree in the lobby of the terminal. Well, who wants to take a fruitcake home? But anyway, there was no address label on the box itself, which was concerning for the responding emergency personnel. The Seattle Police Bomb Squad arrived and investigated the package. I understand, folks, what's going on. Anything can happen. But this is how motivated people are by fear. A Christmas package. It could have been a bomb. I'm just saying, but everyone, they evacuated the port, they stopped all the ferries, called in the bomb squad, and found the fruit. Interesting. Now that's fear.
It's the same thing that they did with the burnt bagel. They evacuated the terminal of the Lambert Airport in St. Louis. And so it said, the burnt bagel. I mean, I do that with toast in the kitchen, but a burnt bagel at the airport set off smoke detectors. How sensitive are those smoke detectors inside the terminal? And it prompted a full evacuation. So, there's something to be said about see something, say something. But, I think people are getting,
Getting easier to cry wolf. I mean, that goes along with the idea that how many women have come out now and said that somebody touched me 40 years ago.
I know.
So it's getting to be so ridiculous, it's unbelievable. I mean, it really is.
And we all know there's a problem in D.C., and we don't know how much of it will actually be exposed through this, but I don't. There's reports out there that it will be, but I doubt. I highly doubt it.
Yes.
Anyway, the hour is over. I hear the music.
It's been fun.
Yes, 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call at Discount Gold and Silver. We got some great prices. Tomorrow I will go over some of these prices and specials. And again, give us a call. And thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. If I got me a wealthy man.